Hey, don't forget to check out our great sponsors at soscustomtees.com. It's the only place to get official merchandise of the Double Dropkick Show. That's right, soscustomtees.com.
Hello again, everybody. This is Lance Russell with Championship Wrestling with another big week. Join us right now.
Hey, welcome to the Double Dropkick Show. I'm Heath Mulliken.
And I'm Mark Whitman.
And I am so excited. We're getting ready to do, we're going to do the current wrestler bracket of the second annual Ultimate Fantasy Wrestling Tournament. We just laid out, Mark did a blind draw. I laid out the brackets based off his blind draw, and I'm going to tell you these next two episodes, some great matchups.
I don't know any of them. Mark does one match just because you were like, oh.
Yeah, and I was like, I was marking out for a lot of these.
Yeah, you were kind of excited, so I haven't heard them.
But very excited. So
it's kind of hard to book them when I have to book all this on the fly now.
Yeah, no, that's all right. I think you'll do fine and love your thoughts. So these are current wrestlers. Now, we're starting out 128 wrestlers all together, okay? You can go back and listen to the first two episodes. So in this episode, it's just current wrestlers facing each other to try and get into that final 64. Our first match of current wrestlers, Adam Cole and Dolph Ziggler. I knew that was going to be your answer. All right, next. Bray Wyatt and Johnny Mundo.
Bray Wyatt.
This may not go very fast. That gives us, okay, now some of these second, this will make some first round matchups. This is, we're going to have in the second round now, Dick Murdoch versus Bray Wyatt.
Mm-hmm.
See, going to be great.
See, I don't know the other, but that's what I'm setting up here. I mean, nobody wants to see Dick Murdoch and Johnny Mundo.
That's right.
No offense. I like Johnny Nitro.
Yes. Mundo. Whatever his name is. Kevin Owens, Samoa Joe.
See, that's a good match, man. That's a match you can
do. Do you want to know who the winner's going to face? Well, I think that would affect.
Yes, I do.
Kenta Kobashi. The winner will face Kenta Kobashi.
Well, that changes things because I've seen Kenta Kobashi and Samoa Joe have a match.
That's right.
I know. It is a 5-star
yes
chop fest, and I want to see that rematch.
Yes,
so I got to go Samoa Joe after a hard fought.
Yes,
victory. I mean, I think the Owens Joe match is going to be great, but the Joe Kobashi match is going to be epic.
The Samoa Joe Kevin Owens match has an opportunity to be one of the top matches of that first round.
I agree.
This next one, maybe. Sami Zayn and The Miz.
Ooh, wow. Can I double DQ them so that neither one of them are in the tournament?
I think.
Well, I'm going to save that.
Yeah, well, you've used a double DQ, Nick Bockwinkle and Terry Gordy.
Mm-hmm.
It's
impressive that you remember that because I don't.
Well, I listen to our episodes.
Oh, okay. I tell you, man.
I won't give anything away. Whoever wins this match will not, unless you just pull a booking rabbit out of the hat, they're not going to make it past the second round.
Oh, I know that.
Okay.
I think The Miz is hot right now.
I'm going to go with The Miz.
I think he cuts a promo. I think he's at that stage of his career where he can have a good match with most people, you know, and I'm going to go with The Miz, man.
I agree. All right. Seth Rollins and Rusev.
I think ultimately I'm going to get better matches out of Seth Rollins, so I'm going with Seth Rollins.
In the second round, Seth Rollins facing Terry Funk.
See?
Who defeated Stan Hansen. In the first round. Now, let's go ahead and tell you this. You're listing current wrestlers. You're not going to find Sheamus. You're not going to find – we took out some guys who had been doing some tag team wrestling. Right. That's right. Booker's choice right there.
That's right.
And we try to – now, we did mention we left Kenny Omega out of it last year. He is in the tournament this year.
Well, he deserves it.
Yeah. That's right. Zack Sabre Jr., Bobby Roode.
I think Bobby Roode. I think he's got more name recognition.
And yes.
Plus, I like his entrance.
I think, to me, I would like to include Zach Sabre. I'm thinking like an eight-man, some kind of ladder match that Zach Sabre Jr. would be good in. All right, next we got – here's a match maybe you've seen on the indies, Cassius Ohno and Ricochet. The winner to face Ric Flair.
I'm trying to see this Cassius Ohno Ricochet match in my head, and I'm trying to see how both of them would stack up against Flair, because that's part of what we're doing here.
Yes,
let's create the best matchups, and I think Ricochet is smaller than Flair, which is not something that you see a whole lot.
Yes,
of Flair being the dominant,
that he's stronger
than his opponent, that he's even bigger than his opponent in a lot of cases. So that has me tend to want to go with Ricochet, just because I want to see how Flair does it being in a different position.
And it's in that bracket, that kind of that eight-man bracket is where the double DQ happened with Bockwinkle and Gordy. Possibly some big matches coming up there. All right, next. Winner of this match is going to face The Undertaker. Undertaker, who wrestled Mitsuhiro Misawa in the first round. They were the finalists last year. Undertaker won in 3 minutes. I mean, it was on TMZ. It was such a dominating victory. Braun Strowman versus Chris Jericho.
I want Braun Strowman to come out and beat Chris Jericho just as fast as The Undertaker won his match.
Yeah.
So that people know that two of the heavy favorites in this tournament are going to have to face each other. Early on.
I want Strowman to come out and tell them to set the clock. I don't know. Sorry. Mark is giving me, for those of you who can't see the video, Mark just gave me the look that said, hey, buddy, you do the writing, I'll do the booking.
No. But which is what we do.
Yeah.
It's a good idea that he wants to beat Jericho as faster than The Undertaker beat Misawa, because he wants a piece of The Undertaker.
Oh, yeah.
And he wants to be the guy that ruins The Undertaker's hopes and dreams. And then he does it. He beats Jericho faster than The Undertaker.
And not even close. Like, you think, oh, man, it's going to be like counting down like 10 seconds. And he does it in like.
He just snatches him up.
Yeah. And Jericho accepts his money and knows he's going to be, you know, might be a rematch with Kenny Omega.
Right.
On the undercard. Next, here's a match, whether you want it or not, you're going to get it here, and you're probably going to get it at WrestleMania. Brock Lesnar, Roman Reigns.
Huh.
Brock Lesnar will go on to the second round to face Lex Luger.
I'm saving. I don't want to. People might be saying, wow, he's not really laying the matches out for us. I want to save that. I don't.
Yeah.
You know, like, this is just the elimination round, really, just to kind of set the real tournament up.
Once Mark cannot even see the bracket at this point.
No, I don't know.
Once we get into the 64 men, we will have, and if you're a patron, you get these videos, you know.
Once we get this set up, I'll look at all the matches plus all the potential matches.
Yes.
And that's kind of what helps guide where I want to go.
Next, very intriguing matchup. Two men that have been mainstays in their respective companies for over a decade. Tanahashi and Randy Orton. With the winner facing the great Muta.
Still... I think, as I've always said, when properly motivated, there's not a lot better than Randy Orton. And I want to see Orton and Muta. I think Orton's motivated in this tournament to show what he's good. So I'm going to go with Orton. Because also, we're doing this match here in the United States.
Yes.
And I think he's a bigger name here in the States.
I don't disagree. Here we go. Next match. Maybe not one Mark would look forward to, but one that has a lot of intrigue. Two former leaders of the Bullet Club the former member, Finn Balor, taking on the newest leader, Cody Rhodes.
Huh. Interesting. But I got to go with Finn Balor.
Finn Balor taking the win. Next, we've got... I don't think this match happened. Maybe it did. Bobby Lashley, Shinsuke Nakamura.
Huh. I'm going to go with Nakamura. I'm not a Lashley fan.
I would like to see these two guys MMA.
Yeah.
Fight. The second round matchup now. You want to talk about charisma? Dusty Rhodes and Shinsuke Nakamura facing off in the second round.
That's an interesting dynamic.
So I haven't watched Wrestle Kingdom yet, but I did subscribe to New Japan World so I could watch it at my leisure. But I watched Dusty Rhodes and Antonio Inoki from 1979 with Dusty trying to put his feet on the ropes to get the pin. It was crazy, man. Next, let's stay with the Japanese theme. This is to me the match of the first round. It's a match we've seen. Okada and AJ Styles.
Oh, man. What a great match, man. I got Okada eliminating AJ Styles. Just because it makes you mad.
Just because it makes me mad. You know, Okada had the greatest year. Ever.
In the history of wrestling.
You know, I'm sure I can pull a veto out eventually.
But you don't want to use it on this match.
No, because I don't have, you know, I love AJ. I mean, AJ beat Andre the Giant. People are still talking about it. We're a year later.
Right. Yeah,
people are still talking about that match. Next, we've got the winner of this match will be taking on Harley Race in the second round. Pentagon Jr. and Jeff Hardy, two guys that wrestled at WrestleCon.
Yeah, who won that match?
You know what? I don't remember. I think I've got that DVD.
I think so. I think you probably let me borrow it.
I don't remember.
Jeff Hardy's a bigger star, man.
Yes, I agree.
Got to go with Jeff Hardy.
And you're going to have – you talk about a contrast in styles, contrast in careers, Jeff Hardy and Harley Race.
Just for that. Because Harley is going – he's going to beat Jeff Hardy like he owes him money.
So this next match, I'm intrigued by it. Kenny Omega, John Cena. The winner to face Kerry Von Erich.
Really?
So here, I know I haven't said a lot. Can I say something here?
Sure.
I think Omega goes into this match, and his angle is, AJ, you had this kind of match with Cena. You had a great match, and I'm going to have an even better match. Uh-huh. But I'm thinking, would I rather see Kenny Omega and Kerry Von Erich, or would I rather see John Cena and Kerry Von Erich?
Oh, I'd absolutely rather see John Cena.
Right, and that's where I'm at. And
John Cena, whether you like him or not.
I like him.
Quite possibly, he's not the biggest star in the history of wrestling, but I mean – he's in the conversation.
Yeah.
As one of the even Steve Austin has said he's had one of, if not the best run on top of any company in history.
He has sold more multicolored shirts than anybody in wrestling history. Mm-hmm. Hulk Hogan sold red. Austin sold black. Cena has sold every color under the rainbow.
This is true.
Cena over Omega. So Omega, his... first foray in the tournament, short-lived, because Meltzer's not booking this.
That's right.
Next, we got the final match of this current wrestler.
Whatever that match is, it's going to get 32 stars in the wrestling.
Matt Hardy, Jay Lethal.
So, I mean, broken Matt Hardy, man.
Yes.
Why would I not want broken Matt Hardy in my tournament?
Especially when you see who he's going to wrestle in the second round. A match that hasn't taken place yet. It'll take place on our next episode. Hey, you already heard. I don't want to give it away. But I want to hear you talk about it. Anyway, so on our next episode.
You don't know, do you?
I do know. I know exactly who's going to face Matt Hardy.
Okay.
Because unless you just pull the biggest upset, yes. I would dare say, the biggest upset in history of this tournament.
Bigger than AJ Styles beating Andre the Giant last year.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So, in our next episode, we're going to do the WWF bracket. Some intriguing matchups coming up for that. Here's some questions we're looking for. You know, last year, HBK did not make the final tournament. The Rock did not make the final tournament. Will they get in to that final 64 this year? That's the when I get cards and letters from fans, that's what they ask me. Hey, what
we
about
did
HBK?
Get some hate mail.
We did. We got some hate mail.
How dare you not make Hulk Hogan, Steve Austin, The Rock, and Ric Flair your final four?
So that's why I love. That's why I love the. Excuse me. That's why I love the blind draw, because it is Mark at his best. So, make sure you subscribe to the show, DoubleDropKick.com, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play. Make sure you check out our great sponsors at SOSCustomTees.com. It's the only place to get official merchandise of the Double Dropkick Show. They're working on decals. Decals are next. And then we're going to have...
They'll make your decal and put it on the side of a mug for you, right?
That's exactly right. Well, basically, yeah, they make the decal, and you can put it on anything.
Right. Yeah, you can get one for your car.
He told me that he could make me one that covered my back windshield.
Really?
And I thought, man,
that's pretty cool.
It's like, you don't want to put one on your front windshield.
No, you don't want your whole front windshield covered. Probably don't want your whole back windshield covered. You kind of.
I've
like
seen some people. There's a lady around here. She calls herself the grocery diva. Uh-huh. And, like, I guess she'll go get groceries for you. So one,
well, I bet if she went to SOSCustomTees.com, she could have got a better deal than the one she
could have got a better deal, and she could have got a grocery diva. But the curiosity got the best of me, so I called the number. I said, hey, is this the grocery diva? And I'm like, what do you do? She's like, well, I go get your groceries, and she kind of told me the price. And she's like, well, I'm really not doing it anymore. I'm like, you do realize that you got this plastered all over your van. Mm-hmm. If you're not running this business anymore, I'm no expert.
People are going
to
call you.
Time to take this off your van.
Yes.
But it was funny because I was sitting in the car line and I could see her while I was talking to her. So I had.
So you had nothing else to do than call this lady.
Well, I didn't. Yeah, pretty much. So
we got to get you a hobby.
I was sitting in the line.
It doesn't involve you giving other people money.
Thank you. Hey, we're on Twitter sometimes, at Heath Mulliken.
At the DDK Show.
Thank you. Make sure you check out our Patreon page, patreon.com/doubledropkick, where you can see the video of this show if you're a patron for just as low as $1 a month. For $3 a month, hey, you get all of our episodes the Tuesday before they release. So, hey, don't just listen to us on our schedule. Listen to us on your schedule.
Yeah, we're not releasing on Mondays anymore, huh?
No, there's another show that's Mondays.
Oh, you gave
on
our prime slot to the show that you do without me.
Well, here's the thing, okay? The way our recording
schedule. Please tell me the thing.
Because the show wrestling shows are on the weekend. Uh-huh. So you report on them on the weekend, and then you're promoting the shows for the following weekend. If I did that show on Friday, I'm promoting a show that could be that night. I'm not getting any traction for that.
Gotcha.
I can't tell people, hey, I'm going to be at this show. Come meet me. Come buy a Double Dropkick Show shirt.
Gotcha. If you want.
I'm going to tell you what.
If you want to hear the show without Heath, where I'm not constantly being interrupted with a bunch of jackassers, then you sign up to be a patron.
And Mark's already.
And you'll get the show whenever I decide to do it. I'd hobble to tease something for a month just to make an announcement that it's going to be a few more weeks before I do the show, because that's the way I do things.
How about this? How about I don't butt in when you're booking a wrestling tournament and you just let me run the business side of things?
That's what we've been doing.
I mean, I've shown. I mean, the record shows. I mean, my business sense is ridiculous. Anyway, enough for now, as always, for the Double Dropkick Show. Did we even introduce the show? Again, this is the wrestling podcast. You talk about the wrestling you grew up with, wrestling you need to watch now and stuff. And as always, for that show, the Double Dropkick Show, I'm Heath Mulliken.
And I'm Mark Whitman.
And that's it this week, fans. So long for now.